Alan is reading a book when the room starts to shake and a lamp falls over.
Uh-oh. Oh.
The kitchen shakes.
Oh, crap.
Rose.
Oopsie.
Charlie, Alan and Jake, dressed in tuxedos, do a routine with top hats. In gold and white letters, the title, Two and a Half Men. Charlie and the woman he'd been in bed with.
Okay, I guess I'll give you a call.
Subtitles of the Polish. If you marry me, I can stay in this country and we can have many babies.
Alrighty, that'd be great.
Then we can bring all of my relatives over from Gdansk to live with us.
Sounds good, looking forward to it. Bye-bye now.
I'll call my father and let him know. She leaves.
Swell. Hey, Alan, you know how to say, please go faster in Polish?
Translated, get off my hair.
Funny language, isn't it?
Yeah, hilarious. Apparently the earthquake hit Sherman Oaks a lot harder than Malibu.
What earthquake?
What earthquake? About an hour ago, you didn't feel the house shaking?
Charlie stares and then frowns.
Oh.
Unbelievable. You actually thought that was you?
No, I thought it was her, you know, because of me. Well, the good news is, unless they report it on Polish TV, I still get the credit.
I'm thrilled for you. Anyway, Judith called. A pipe broke in her kitchen, soaked her living room carpet, and she's completely freaking out.
Yeah, well, that's the difference between wife and ex-wife. With the ex-wife, you don't even have to pretend to care.
Well, I'm sorry, but I can't be that callous.
Have you even tried?
She's still the mother of my son. I'm concerned about her welfare, and I told her she could stay here until the repairs are made.
Whoa. Back up. When you told her she could stay here, did you have, like, a sarcastic chuckle in your voice? Like, you know, yeah, right, Judith, you can stay here.
It's just for a couple of days.
Oh, a couple of days. Jack the Ripper just killed a couple of prostitutes. It was still wrong.
What do you want me to do? Put her in a hotel?
Yeah, put her in a hotel. Put her in a space capsule. Put her in a catapult and see how far she flies.
Charlie, I can't do that to her.
Again? Have you even tried?
She's afraid there's gonna be another quake.
Yeah, well, what about what I'm afraid of?
What are you afraid of?
Oh, let's see. Large birds, small bugs, unplanned pregnancies, and your ex-wife living in my house.
Oh, come on, Charlie. She's just a small, frightened woman.
There are no such things as small, frightened women. That's a myth perpetrated by the large, angry women who secretly run the world.
Be that as it may, I think it would be healthy for Jake to see that his mother and father are capable of living together as friends.
Oh, Alan, grow up. As long as he's got pizza with cheese in the crust and TV with 150 channels, he doesn't give a rat's ass what you guys do. Now that I think about it, neither do I.
Charlie glares at the door.
That had better be a big pregnant bird covered with spiders.
Alan opens the door to his ex-wife, Judith.
I don't know how to thank you for this.
I'm just glad you're okay.
Oh, Charlie, I know this is a big imposition on you, and I really appreciate you inviting me.
Charlie looks away, perplexed.
I thought you should know this was your idea.
Actually, I had several other ideas. Want to hear them?
Why don't you tell Jake you're here and I'll take your bags?
Oh, thank you, Alan. Thank you both. I promise I'll be out of here in a couple of days.
Exercising his limited Polish, Charlie says, get off my hair. In the kitchen, Jake and Charlie are sitting at the table.
Judith, sit down. Relax. I've got it covered.
No, I can pitch in. Where do you keep the salad tongs? Oh, wait. I got them.
Better use the wooden ones.
What's wrong with these?
I use those whenever I drop my watch in the toilet.
This is a regular occurrence?
You'd think I'd learn.
He shakes his head.
And you keep them in the kitchen?
I used to hang them on a little hook in the bathroom, but it freaks some chicks out.
Alan takes the servers.
He's just kidding with you. Use the wooden ones.
I don't want any salad.
Well, you have to have some.
Dad doesn't make me have salad.
Alan?
He's exaggerating. We have salad all the time.
I just don't eat it.
It's kind of our compromise.
Okay, fine. Your house, your rules.
Technically, it's my house, his rules.
Of course. Just have a little salad.
Jake looks glum.
So, I spoke with the plumbing company, and they will be there first thing in the morning. So, I will drop off Jake and meet them on my way to work.
Thank you, Alan.
You're welcome.
Jake stares at his parents.
This is really weird.
Why is it weird? Your mom and I may not be living together anymore, but we're still friends.
I don't flip off my friends when I talk to them on the phone.
Alan and Judith look uncomfortable.
Nice shooting. Two with one bullet.
Well, if either of us did in fact do that, it was wrong. But the important thing is we're making an effort to be nicer to each other.
That's right. And your mom staying here while her house is being fixed is a good example of that.
Very nicely put, Alan.
If we leave now, we could be in Mexico in 2 hours.
Jake considers as he chomps on his dinner. Charlie's reclined on the sofa when Judith comes in.
Hey.
When was this?
Hey.
In the last 2 hours.
Where's Alan?
According to my don't know. The FBI, he was
going to... Mind if I join you?
Sure.
They sit at either end of the sofa, a huge gap between them. Charlie is sat stiffly.
Thanks again for your hospitality.
Don't mention it. You know, the TV in your room works.
Oh, okay, good to know.
Charlie nods before returning his gaze to the television.
I just tucked Jake in. He loves you very much.
Yeah, I love him too. You got cable, satellite, DVD, the whole shebang.
Great.
Judith shrugs and smiles.
I'm surprised to see you home on a Saturday night, what with your fun bachelor lifestyle.
Well, I got laid this morning. So I thought I'd kick back tonight.
Oh, my. Well, isn't that something? Nice girl?
I guess. She doesn't speak English.
Alan comes in.
Well, hey, what are you guys doing?
Just watching a little TV.
What's on?
I don't know. I just sat down.
Alan gets Charlie to budge up so he doesn't have to sit next to Judith.
Oh, we've seen this movie before.
Oh, no, we didn't.
Sure we have. Remember, that guy's girlfriend turns out to be the murderer.
Really? I did not know that.
Oh, right. And she's not really a girl.
I did not know that either.
When did we see this?
That was the first movie we saw after Jake was born.
Oh, right. It was so hard to leave him with a sitter. As soon as we got to the door, the sobbing started.
Yeah, well, it was hard for me.
You were such a soft.
Alcohol.
as long as you're up, you want to make some popcorn?
Sure.
No butter for me.
Got it.
Charlie steps out onto the balcony, which neighbor Rose is climbing onto.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Rose.
With the bottle of booze in his hand, Charlie climbs over the edge of the balcony and jumps off past Rose. Morning. Charlie, wearing a t-shirt, shorts and socks, comes into the kitchen. He grabs the coffee pot and pours himself a cup. He looks round at the seemingly empty house.
Anybody here?
Getting no response, Charlie nods and smiles. He sips his coffee as he goes out onto the balcony, where he finds Judith sunbathing.
Ah, jeez.
Sorry, I thought you were asleep.
No, that's all right. Relax.
You sure?
Yeah, it's fine. Where's Alan?
He took Jake to school and then went to meet with the plumber.
Right. Okay, well, I'll leave you to it.
Charlie, wait. This is your home. Sit down. Drink your coffee.
Okay.
Charlie sits on the free green lounger next to the one which Judith is occupying. He sits down bolt upright, makes to take a swig of his coffee, but stops, glances at Judith, and forces a smile. Charlie takes up a more reclined position as Judith continues to soak up the rays, wearing only a brown, revealing two-piece. Charlie fidgets before shooting a glance at Judith's semi-naked body. Bulky Berta looks out of the window and spots the pair.
Oh, and I'm white trash.
Back outside, Charlie slyly sneaks a peek at the attractive brunette on his left, before allowing himself a satisfied smile. Berta taps on the window. She wags a finger, indicating for Charlie to come inside. He duly does so after picking up his cup of coffee.
What are you, a farm animal?
What?
That is your brother's ex-wife out there.
I know who she is. Oh, no. She's just staying here because of the earthquake. I'm not. I would never. I couldn't.
He checks her out.
Okay, I could, but I'm not.
Yeah, that's what I used to say about my stepbrother, Cousin Dewey.
Berta picks up her cleaning products and goes, leaving Charlie confused. Night, Charlie and Jake are eating pizza in the kitchen.
So how's it going? Getting used to having your mom here?
Nope. You?
I'm still thinking Mexico.
Might be better when they weren't talking to each other.
Yeah, I guess you can't get away with much when they compare notes, huh?
It's hell.
Jake, your mom wants to say goodbye.
She's leaving?
Just for a little while.
Oh. Jake goes.
Where's she going?
Just out to dinner, you know, with a friend. I guess it's a date of some sort.
She's going on a date?
Of some sort.
And you're okay with this?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We talked about it, and I think it's a real sign of maturity that our relationship has evolved enough that we can be honest about the fact that we see other people.
Yeah, except the people you're seeing are in magazines and videos.
Hey, I told you to stay out of my room. And that's not the point. If I were dating, she'd be just as supportive of me as I am of her. We're no longer ex-husband and ex-wife. We are two friends getting on with our lives. She's happy, and I'm happy.
Okay, I'm leaving.
Oh, have fun.
Judith waves as she goes.
Wow, I'm impressed. What happened to my jealous, tightly wrapped, neurotic brother?
Alan breaks a plate with his hands.
Oh, there he is.
Charlie smirks at Alan. It's dark inside when Judith returns home. She's heading towards her room when Alan switches on a lamp. He's wearing his pajamas in a dressing gown and nursing a glass of brandy as he sits in a leather armchair.
Well, well, well.
Alan.
Oh, you remember me.
What are you doing up so late?
That's funny. I was about to ask you the same thing.
Don't tell me you were waiting up for me.
This isn't about what I was doing, Judith. No, no. This is about what you were doing until...
He looks at his watchless wrist.
Now.
I told you I had a date. You said you were fine with it.
In theory, I was. In practice, I think we can both see I'm not.
But what did you want me to do, Alan? Sit here all night and do nothing?
Why not? It was good enough for me.
You know what? You haven't changed at all. You're still the same neurotic, overbearing control freak I threw out a year ago.
Neurotic? Maybe. Overbearing? Perhaps. But you know what? You're not going to throw me out again because I have changed. Tonight, I'm leaving you!
Alan grabs his keys and storms out, slamming the door behind him. Once on the porch, he stops and looks back at the house.
As it turns out, a distinction without a difference.
Jake's at the breakfast table whilst his mum's on the phone.
Fine, Alan, suit yourself.
Where's Dad?
He's at our house.
How come?
Well, we decided we needed a little time apart.
Isn't that why you got a divorce?
It's hard to explain, Jake.
Do I get any presents this time?
No.
So what happens now? Are you going to live here?
No.
Are you going to buy a new house?
No.
Want to go to Mexico with me, Uncle Charlie?
Charlie comes in.
Morning.
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 Where's Alan?
Well, it's a long story.
You're not going to believe it.
Alan squelches over the wet carpet at Judith's house and opens the door to Charlie.
Hi. I just stopped by to say I told you so.
Alan shuts the door and walks off. He opens the door again and Charlie leans in.
I told you so.
Alan tries to shut the door.
Oh, come on, Alan. If you can't laugh at yourself, at least let me do it.
What do you want, Charlie?
Well...
Charlie taps his feet on the drenched carpet.
First of all, I'd like to know exactly how you managed to let your ex-wife throw you out of my house. Because that's the first thing people are going to ask when I tell this story.
She didn't throw me out. I left.
Oh, good. There's a twist. You see, that's what makes a good story.
Leave me alone, Charlie.
Oh, lighten up. So you tried to be friends with a woman who wrecked your life and you failed. No damage done. Just a little personal humiliation. And at this point in your life, how would you even notice that?
Are you finished?
Did I mention I told you so?
Twice.
Counting this one? Okay, I'm finished.
Thank you.
Now, on to new business. Currently, you and I are sitting in a house that belongs to neither one of us, while your ex-wife is sitting in the house that belongs to me. You see the paradox?
I can't go back there, Charlie. She's running around with other men having a great time, and I've got nothing.
You've got me.
Drop dead.
Okay, now you got nothing.
You know, it would be different if Judith and I were both dating.
True, but moot. Unless...
What unless?
Nah, it's stupid.
Stupider than this? Come on, what do you got?
Well, what if you were dating?
But I'm not.
But what if it looked like you were?
Oh, you mean... No, no, no way. I'm not gonna let you fix me up with one of your bimbo girlfriends.
Okay, forget it. She'd have to be really pretty.
Like a 10. And young. Like a 20.
Anything else?
And smart. And a sense of humor is important. Well-read, good with kids. Non-smoking, of course. Oh, and easy on the piercings. Nothing south of the equator.
You're mighty picky for a guy with an adult newsstand in his sock drawer.
Night at Charlie's place. Judith's on the couch reading a magazine, her hair adorned with hair clips. Charlie's playing the piano when a besuited Alan comes in.
Okay, homework's taken care of. He's taking a shower. You may want to check in on him in a few minutes, make sure he's not goofing around in there.
Where are you going?
I have dinner plans.
Really?
Yeah, hard to believe, huh?
I didn't say that. I'm happy for you.
Well, thank you. And again, I'm sorry I overreacted the other night. I really do want us to have the kind of friendship that can be, you know, mutually supportive.
Me too.
You'll go out? I'll go out.
Right. So, is this someone you've been seeing for a while?
Alan looks to Charlie for confirmation and receives a solemn nod.
Yeah, a while. But, you know, not exclusive. I don't want to get tied down. Oh, that must be Camille.
Alan strolls over to the door.
She picks you up?
Well, what can I say? It's a new world, Judith.
He opens the door to a stunning blonde.
Hey, yow, wow.
Judith watches as Camille kisses Alan.
You are so good for my ego. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Camille.
Hello, I'm Judith. You're Alan's ex? Wow, I didn't expect you to be so young looking. Thank you. I mean, you have such beautiful skin for the mother of an 11-year-old. Well, thank you.
Okay, well, we should get going.
It was nice meeting you. Uh-huh. I just hope I look half as good as her when I'm that old.
I'm betting you will.
They leave a stunned Judith.
Man, I don't know how he does it. I made a big play for her, nothing.
She's so young.
Yeah, some guys like that. I gotta hand it to you, Judith. You were very mature about the whole thing. I guess that's because you're a very mature woman.
Yeah, thanks. Jake, say goodbye to Mommy! She's going home!
Charlie beams. The kitchen at breakfast time.
Morning, everybody.
Morning. Sounds like somebody cracked open the sock drawer last night.
Alan goes to the coffee pot.
I'm going to ignore that because I am in such a good mood. Charlie, I don't know how to thank you.
Your ex-wife breaking the sound barrier on her way out the door was thanks enough.
I don't even care about that anymore. That was the best date of my life. I mean, Camille is smart and funny and, oh boy, talk about pretty.
Yeah. I bet she rocked your world in the sack, huh?
What? No. Get your mind out of the gutter. We just talked all night, and then there was a little kissing. Maybe on our next date, who knows? But for now, I'm just gonna play it slow.
You're playing it slow?
Yeah. I don't know where you found Camille, but she's a bit old-fashioned. She's not like the ones you usually go out with.
No, I guess not.
Charlie watches as Alan leaves.
$1,000 a night, and he's playing it slow.
Charlie frowns.
You're a good brother, Charlie.
He's playing it slow.
Charlie goes to the door.
She demanded cash. He's playing it slow.
The Polish girl and her family are at the door. My cousins are coming on a later flight. ITFC audio description.